Let us commence our afternoon worship with hymn number 812. The tune is Dublin 129. And here I make some sudden stop, for many such I make, and cannot see the cloud cleared up, nor know which path to take. I to my Saviour speed my way, to tell my dubious state, then listen what the Lord will say, and hope to follow that.
Oh,
read this afternoon from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 7, the 7th chapter of Matthew. Judge not that ye be not judged, for with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. Why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, Let me pull out the mote of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou clearly see. Thou shalt see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet, and turn again and rend you. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be open. For what man is there of you, whom of his son, if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men to do should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Enter ye in the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. It came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. May the Lord bless his word and teach us to pray. Our Lord, we do need thee to continually teach us how to pray and for what to pray. Because, Lord, we do need thee to truly lead and guide us into all truth and to apply the truth. What is it, Lord, if we read the Bible, nothing is left for us to meditate upon? And so often is the case, we may have good memories to retain it, but Lord, we need thy Spirit. We depend upon thy Spirit, Lord, for any life, light and liberty of gospel truths in our soul. And Lord, thou knowest it's such a dark day. Thou knowest all about us. Not surprising, Lord, if thou dost withhold the Spirit because of our sinfulness. And we look to thee, Lord, to give us true repentance and godly sorrow for our sin. That we might look to thee, Lord, to know that we are following on to know thee. We may feel very remote from thee, very dark and destitute. But we do understand that thou dost regard the prayer of the destitute. May it please thee, O Lord, to come unto us this day and the things that we might utter forth. And whether secretly approaching unto thee, Lord, at this time in prayer, do hear our prayers. Do grant deliverance, Lord. Do grant that peace of God that passeth all knowledge of understanding. Not to be satisfied with our gatherings, Lord, but to wait upon thee to renew our strength of faith. To wait upon the Lord to supply a need. To preserve unto us our Protestant heritage, our religious liberties, and do make us wise, and Lord, unto salvation. What a great blessing it is to be saved with an everlasting salvation. Do be our Saviour. Do be, Lord, that wonderful lover that has gone into heaven, having satisfied the just demands of a broken law. And meet with our cases, Lord, hear this afternoon. Thou knowest the cases of the people. And no doubt, Lord, they have many cases. For the past is one, the trouble doth leave, so another doth us seize. And we wonder sometimes, can God dwell here? But don't leave us, Lord. We do pray thee to be destitute of life and liberty and love. So we do pray, Lord, oh bless the language that we might be led to speak this afternoon, that shall be God honouring and God providing. To see, Lord, apply to the hearts of the sinners, something shall comfort them with a sweet hope that it shall be well, while life shall last and well when called to die. Because after all, Lord, it is eternity, is the solemnity of it. And thou alone can give us eternal life. And thou alone can make our crooked things straight and our rough places plain. And darkness lie before us. We're all hasting on. It's not our rest here below. But we do pray, Lord, for thy people. To undertake for them and help them. Help them, O Lord. To trust thee for thy faithfulness. Do grant, Lord, that some of thy sayings might sink down deep into our ears, into our very heart, that we might be unable to retain portions of thy word when thou dost apply them, and not by stealing them ourselves. So do hear us, Lord, and give us a real religion, a little, that a righteous man hath it better than the many riches of the wicked. We would realise that, Lord. To know that we have a little of that treasure in the earthen vessel, that the extent of power may be of God and not of us. O Lord, meet our cases. We may go on reading and reading and reading over the years, Lord, but how much do we know of the truth? But thou said, ye shall know it. So we would have faith and patience to believe, Lord, that as we bore our ear to the doorpost, that we might hear it. Something to profit us this afternoon to take home and beat out and shall remain of these glorious truths of the gospel. Lord, we will be thankful that we are found here. We feel to be unworthy of thy notice and unworthy of those things that thou hast instructed and taught us in. But don't, Lord, leave us to get glorified in the flesh because of it, but to glorify God in the face of Christ Jesus for the wonderful blessed gift of the Trinity, that sinners such shall be redeemed from the curse of the broken law. Oh, do hear our poor petitions, Lord. Do remember, Lord, the unregenerate ones in our families. For while we do pity them, Lord, not that we have anything to glory in, but we will boast of, but we would delight, Lord, to see them wrought upon by the Spirit, begin to realise that this is not their rest, and all their gatherings, Lord, of earthly treasures so called, cannot buy them one step to heaven. Oh, we do pray then, Lord, give us grace to pray for them, to pray for their enemies, to pray for those that despitefully use us. And do grant, Lord, the effort that there might be a turning point in this wicked world of those that begin to be in one for a saving knowledge of the truth. We realise, Lord, there's much mockery in religion. Don't leave us to be a God mocker, Lord. But may we truly know what it is to be seeking to know the truth as applied by thy Spirit. And so we have to say, Spirit of truth, come down. Oh, may it please thee, Lord, to give us grace, new birth, and feel we must invite thee to come. And not be left, Lord, to bring further troubles upon our head. Although we will realise, Lord, that sin is the cause of all our woe, and we do need much grace, Lord, to separate from the world that lies in wickedness, though we're in it but not part of it. Oh, gracious God, do bow down on needy, for we are poor and needy. And do descend for our aid this afternoon, that we might, Lord, be enabled to address the people under the influence felt and known of the Spirit, to lead, guide into all truth and apply it, that we do not, that we are not sent empty away, Lord. And do, Lord, go before us in the coming days, we pray thee, preserve us day by day, year by year, until that time comes that the body expires and the soul, Lord, might be freed to enter into heaven. For is anything too hard for thee? Be with the young ones, Lord, in their responsibilities of schooling again, to watch over them, give them the ability to learn and understand these things, and may they, Lord, be helped through another year, we do pray thee, of education, and those with further education, Lord, help them too to cast their cares upon thee, and prove, Lord, that even to old age they will carry thy people and bless them with tokens of thy love. So we would thank thee for thy mercies hitherto, Lord, in this new year now, to be our guardian, still and our guide, our preserver and keeper, and keep us faithful to the truth in pulpit and in pew, in our walk and our conduct. And do forgive our sin, as we ask it for Christ's sake alone. Amen. Let us further sing hymn number 81. The tune is Blackwell Hall, 11. Well canst thou read thy heart and feel the plague of sin. Does Sinai's thunder make thee start and the conscience roar within? Expect to find no balm on nature's barren ground. All human medicines will do harm. They only skin the wound. Hymn 81. the Lord may be pleased to help me, I would again direct you prayerfully to Matthew 6 and reading verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Oh, how we do need that living faith to believe in God. We are told, whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. The thoughts of eternity come closer to us as we get older, where we cannot live, dear friends, to great ages. And yet, what is a great age? 80 and 10, or 40 score years, yet are they labour and sorrow. We then desire then that labour and sorrow would exercise our minds, exercise us to consider our latter end. Some younger ones might think this is heavy things to be talking about, but do consider your ways. Because he says here, take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take care of the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. And so we come through life's journey and look back many, many years and consider their shortness of calling upon the name of the Lord, their wasted years, yes, their wasted time. And yet also we can acknowledge too where the Lord has been mindful of us to teach us to number our days, that we might apply our hearts unto wisdom. And to begin, though it may be late in life for some of us, to still hope that the Lord has begun that good work in our souls. For there will be a performance of the work of grace on all his chosen people. They are adopted by God. They are taught by God, and they know what it is to say, Abba, Father. And this gives you and me license, Abba, Father, with the spirit of adoption, that you can speak in way of the Lord's prayer, Our Father, which is heaven, art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. It comes a real prayer then. It's not just glibly used, as I touched on this morning, but the spirit of adoption. What a blessed mercy if he's adopted you and called you by his grace. As I've said before, you won't glory or boast about it, but you'll be favoured with grace. Your humble hope and mine will be that you're building upon that sure foundation that we read of, about the wise man, how he built his house. Now, his wisdom was given to him by God. The Lord says in his remarks, in his sayings, whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the living God, the living Saviour, and his blessedness to give you and me pardon of sin, pardon of sin, and open up a new and a living way to your soul and mind. We should daily be thankful for the benefits bestowed upon us, but still seeking this first thing first, knowledge of salvation, the knowledge of Jesus. The knowledge, dear friends, that he has bestowed upon your soul and mind. The quickening influence of his spirit, who were once dead in sins and transgressions and iniquities. And he says, look unto me. and be saved. A great matter this. How few in the countless multitudes of people in the earth know anything about repentance. A new heart given, and anxious cares and concerns brought to the throne of grace, and pray that the Lord would keep your mind and mine stayed upon God. For these are the blessed souls. They shall be called by his grace. They shall follow on the footsteps of the flock. And they shall win Christ and be found in him, not having their own righteousness which is of the law. That righteousness which is through the faith of the Son of God, who gave himself as a ransom, as an acceptable sacrifice for the sins of his people. What a gift, dear friends. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. In other words, how do words fail us to acknowledge the goodness of the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ as the acceptable sacrifice who has made amends for our broken law. Blessed Jesus. So we are to seek him. We shall commit our way unto him. We shall give him no rest until he establish us a praise in the earth, and to be favoured to know that he will supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, and he calls you. There be the hearing of his voice through the word, word made flesh. That's how often the word is, it's made flesh. He calls you, pricks you in the conscience, you begin to be in one. Other refuge have I none, hangs my helpless soul on thee. Leave me not alone. Still support and comfort me. How he makes us dependent upon him, dear friends. I know we think we can manage our own affairs well enough, but we have to learn painfully that thou, O Christ, art all I want. And how sweet the name of Jesus can become at times when he favours you and me with a little hope that he's going to cover with his forgiving love, with the mantle of his forgiving love, all your sins and all your transgressions and all your iniquities. Blessed Jesus, the object of our soul's desire. And so we trust that we love him because he has manifested to us that he has shown love to us. He's made your bosom to glow with love, with some deliverance. You've looked on. Your life's been spared, you've been raised up again. The earthly physician has been used to heal your body, but he can't heal your soul. And that's where we need to come and realize. He blesses the means that the earthly physician gives and provides. But he's, dear friends, that real physician, that true physician who heals the soul. And it's heal us, Emmanuel, here we are, waiting to feel thy touch, deep wounded souls that thee repair, the Saviour. We are such. We are such, dear friends, if he's touched your heart and healed you. And we've had to realise that when the Lord's people have need, his goodness will find out a way. And you'll prove that he has made his goodness to pass before you in the way. And you've got many mercies to recount in your life and mine. And you every morning. The faithfulness of God, the faithfulness of Jesus, the Son of God, and the operation of the Holy Comforter that comforts your troubled heart with a word in season, apples of gold and pictures of silver, so it appears. And so we bless the Lord for these favours. And so you do want to seek him. And you pray, Lord, don't leave anything to be a stumbling block to me in casting my burdens upon thee. We so think that we can manage our own affairs so well,
do it better than somebody else might do. You might look upon somebody else who doesn't seem to manage their affairs very well. But you know the Lord will show you that He only is the way, the truth and the life, and all that the Father giveth Him will come to Him, and no one will cast Him out. This is the great secret of grace in your soul and mine. And when brought to feel your need of Him was showing you a token for good, so is Him first in all things. He's the first and the last, dear friends, in our lives, because He knew where your parents were, that you should be born and become a child of God. And this is a great mercy to realize that we cannot serve two masters, but to serve the Lord with reverence and godly fear. And we have to raise to our Ebenezer's, to His praise, and say, "Hitherto hath the Lord helped me. Help me, poor ignorant fool, to believe in the word of God, because He's applied it. Who teacheth like Him, friends? He'll teach you His word, and that'll profit your souls. Not what you learn by experience of study, it's what the Lord applies. And that'll stand in your favour when you come to die, what He has spoken to you beyond. That He has eternally loved you with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness has drawn you. Blessed be the Lord. And so He grants you me this right preparation to be enabled to part with all and follow Him, not ashamed, own Him as your Lord and your Saviour. You've sought the Lord. Sometimes you feel He turns a deaf ear to your petitions, but then another time in due season we shall reap if we faint not, and we are exhorted to be not weary in well doing, for in due season ye shall reap and not faint. Because we are sometimes, we are faint hearted. We might come across a word that seems to really search us and try us, and we wonder, is there any good thing found in my heart toward the Lord God of Israel? Yes, there is. This is the voice of the Lord. This is the voice that speaks to your soul and causes you and me to consider Him that endured such contradiction of sinners against Himself, lest you be faint and weary in your minds. And He says, look unto me, all the ends of the earth. You know, sometimes you will feel at the ends of the earth. Where am I? What am I? Strange and mysterious is my life. Ends of the earth. But He says, and even there at the ends of the earth will you find Him at that appointed time. But roll on a pace not to propose but call by grace. Change your heart, renew your will, and return your feet to Zion's hill, because He says, I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not forgotten. He is your helper. He is your Saviour. He is your Redeemer. He has paid a very costly price. You can't put money against it, dear friend. It's what He has done. His life has been taken out of this world, and yet His deity ever lives. Although we read, don't we, that even His body was raised again, and He entered into heaven as He was here upon the earth, and He will come again in full righteousness to judge the world in righteousness. And so we ask the Lord to grant us that imputed righteousness of Christ, to cover with the mantle of forgiving love all his sins of the sinner, all the sins of the sinner. He was sinless perfection, that He came amongst his own received Him not, but as many as received to death, to them gave He the power Sons of God. It's the power of God, not the power of man, that thinks he can do something acceptable in the sight of God. Without him, we can do nothing. But all that we need is the Lord to strip us of all our fancy and meanness to approach the right I am, but to seek the Lord, to seek that the Lord would grant us a place in his kingdom, the kingdom of immense delight. We sometimes ponder, what must it be to exchange earth for heaven? Something, dear friends, that we can't even describe, even though we know that John was in the spirit of the Lord's day, and he viewed such wonderful things of heaven. And if the Lord, dear friends, is preparing you and me for those prepared mansions, he will come again, receive you unto himself, that where he is, shall you and I be privileged to be forevermore. What a favour to think that he is preparing mansions in the sky for sinners such as you, such as me. Of all the wonderful, wonderful comprehension, if we could get a glimpse by faith of Jesus in eternity, and there for you and me to go and spend a never-ending eternity in the fulfilling of that love of Christ, which is rich and free, fixed on you eternally. What a favour. And what a mercy if you had a little touch and a token of his love. It'll melt you down. It'll make you come weeping and supplicating the throne of grace. Lord, don't leave me to be deceived. Don't leave me to bring shame or reproach upon that dear head of thine, but make me willing in the day of thy power to follow thee in that flock, to strive to enter, as we read, into the strait gate, few that be to find it. But blessed be the Lord, if you have been drawn by the cause of this man, now by the bonds of his love, because he had never severed those bonds. He had never severed those things that he's bestowed upon you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. That's something to feel a little hope for, isn't it? Never leave you. Never forsake you. As sinners might leave you or forsake you, friend, but not the Lord. Not the Lord. No severing of those ties from all eternity. Before you were born, he eternally loved you. And all we have to say, Lord, do bring to our remembrance anything that you might have spoken to me that has perhaps slipped from my memory. You said the Spirit is our remembrancer. Touched you, moved you, made you willing in the day of his power. I must attend the house of God. I must come and pour out my soul before him at the throne of grace. I must plead that I might receive a blessing through the gospel, preached or read, sermons, to do me good. And you know you, the Lord will do you good. It'll be with a little here and a little there, tokens that you long for to be applied. You'll be your remembrancer. Time is set to heal up your woes, the season most fit, his love to disclose. And you've gone your way rejoicing. And so, you see, he tells us plainly how the fowls of the air, they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Yes, chosen vessels, better than these creatures of the earth that are an always purpose to be upon the face of the earth. But they have no soul, and all the beasts of the earth have no soul. When they die, they go down to the earth. But the humanity of man ultimately will expire his body, but the soul is an immortal soul, and it ever liveth. And the destination from it is, from that, the destination of that immortal soul will be in heaven by the grace of God, and in hell of God upon God's justification. Because the just alone can live by faith, but the unjust shall perish in their sins. This is a solemn thing, to think this word of God has been so free to view, free to read, since the 1600s. And before that, the word was known and felt by many dear friends that were prophesied of these things. But what a mercy we have a Bible. And it speaks the truth. There's no other Bible. And we bless God for it. But to you and me, you know, you'll seek the Lord to guide you by his counsel, and afterwards receive you into glory. That even in your pathway of tribulation, you'll pray for that patience, and pray to be delivered from the tempter's power, the time to taste the Saviour's love and to feel the effects of it. For it's his righteousness to cover all your sins and your iniquities from the beginning to the end of your life. For we shall bear sin till the end of our lives. Sin's immense as is the sea, hide me, O Gethsemane, the place where Jesus, being in an agony, to think your Maker and your Creator was in an agony, agonized of soul, as he bore the curse for you and me of a broken law. But blessed be the Lord. He has conquered, and through mercy we shall be more than a conqueror, through him that has loved us and washed us from our sins in his blood. And oh, we bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, let all within me join. Aid my tongue to bless his name, whose favours are divine. Oh, may these sayings, may they not sink down, dear friends, out of your mind and out of your thoughts. But to go home and meditate upon these things. This text of theirs today, a simple text, but a very profound one. In seeking an interest in the shed blood of the Lord Jesus. He came and conquered sin, death and hell for all those in the covenant. Seek to know you're in the covenant, ordered in all things the sure. Seek to know that you have an evidence that the Lord has visited your soul. You drift along. Do not glory in the things of the flesh. Do not glory in the gold and the silver. Do not glory in your earthly possessions, but glory God in the fire. Yes, the fiery trial, which is a trial you have so some strange thing happened to you, but rejoice in being a partaker of his sufferings. We need it. Suffering for his name's sake. All your afflictive dispensation, all your sorrows, all your disappointments, all your dashed hopes. You sometimes despair. What next is going to come upon you? Sin. Oh, thou hideous monster, sin. What a curse hast thou brought in. All creation groans through thee, pregnant cause of misery. But look at the love. Look at the love that you and I need to plead for. In everlasting love. The redeeming love of Christ that redeemed you from the curse of the broken world. What a message to take home. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, a place in his kingdom. Earthly kingdoms fade away, die. But this is an everlasting kingdom. A kingdom of immense delight. Your treasure in an earthen vessel. You're persuaded of it. You're not worthy of it, but he's revealed his love to you. He's spoken to your heart. He's touched your heart. Every thing that you do and I touch is marked with sin. Marked with sin. Sinless perfection is obtained by pleading with Jesus. Impute to me, Lord, that robe of righteousness. Cover with the mantle of thy forgiving love all my sins, all my transgressions. Since I was born in sin and shaped in it, conceived in it. We're vile and full of sin. You don't like it. It's the truth, dear friends. If I know the love it, and we need more conviction, and we need more convincing that Jesus is the way to God, and helpless souls have here a friend. Oh, may we not be left to be so carried away with the vain treasures of this life. We've got to leave them all. And what a mercy to see Jesus. Made a little lower than the angels. For your comfort and your hope and mine. Not a single shaft can hit, dear friends, till the God of love sees fit. And so we bless the Lord if there are those things that touch you and break your heart. But you won't destroy you, as we said earlier. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. I'll give you a new heart made in the tender fear of God, and I'll make thee wise unto salvation. In spite of your earthly arrogance and pride and determination not to know the truth, God in his mercy shines through at that appointed time. Time is set to heal up your woes, a season most fit, his love to disclose. And he says, tarry ye here in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. You won't have many friends if you're a believer, but you will know them that are graciously called. And you'll realize that the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto your soul and my soul, and may it be applied, and may we be favoured to walk worthily of the vocation wherewith we have been called, looking unto Jesus. He has endured temptation. He has sweat as I were, as I said earlier, with great drops of blood falling to the ground. Agony of soul. For every chosen vessel in the covenant, what a privileged soul you'll be to live and praise him so that you might enter into that land of pure delight where pure enjoyment reigns, covered with the robe of his forgiving love and all these other things. We get fretful, don't we, about things here below. How can I? Can I meet the cost of this? How can I do this? How can I do that? Where are the means coming from? My God shall supply. We haven't raised our Ebenezer's, don't we? Hitherto have the Lord helped us. You're not a multimillionaire. Striving for great things, seek them not. Seek first a place in this kingdom. Seek that the Lord will, that knows all that you have need of, all these things. Oh, we're so fretful at times as to how we're going to pay our way, how we're going to meet this cost and that cost. And you know, the Lord knows. Them that honour me, I will honour. They that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Some of us had to prove that, and I know some of you have. But as your days demand, so shall your strength be. You've had to depend upon the Lord. A knock at the door may be in darkness and bondage. Maybe a meal provided in our earlier days, we remember. And those things that where the Lord has made a way for us, where we knew no way. What a God he is, a God of mercy, a God of power, a God of almighty grace. And that grace is sufficient. That strength made perfect in weakness. You glory in your infirmity, which is a completely opposite to nature. That the power of Christ meets your need. You want to read, don't you, about John Warburton. What days they had in those days. But he got through and he got to heaven. Those times may not be as hard today, that there's still things arise in your pathway, mine, but he knows the way. He's determined it, he planned it before the worlds were made for your poor sinful body and your immortal soul. And you take not his spirit from you. If he's begun that good work in your soul, he will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ, when he comes to take your redeemed soul to be with Christ, which would be far better. These are high things, these are blessed things. But in all, dear friends, there's a right beginning upon the earth. And he's begun that good work upon your soul, will perform it until the day that he comes. Oh, I believe we've witnessed it for you souls now that we believe are in glory. And they've conquered sin, death and hell. Because Jesus has been their guard, their guide. He supplied their every need. And they can look on and say, this and that is the Lord's doing. It has been marvellous in your eyes. But seek ye first. Oh, this first things first. He knows what you are in need of before you ask your thing. Oh, may we have more faith and trust him for his faithfulness and press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. May he pardon all the miss this day and get to himself honour and glory, anything accepted in heaven. And may he be a sovereign protector through another week, if it could please him, for his name's sake. Amen. Let us conclude with hymn 324. The tune is Willingdon 815. Though troubles assail and dangers affright, though friends should all fail and foes all unite, yet one thing secures us, whatever betide, the scripture assures us the Lord will provide. When Satan appears to stop up our path and fills us with fears, we triumph by faith. He cannot take from us, though oft he has tried, this heart-cheering promise, the Lord will provide. Thank you.
life, the love of God the Father, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each. Amen.